Life is like a mountain railroad with an engine that's brave. We must make the run successful from
this is Ralph Crummett Winterroad II with the Ralph Winterroad Show, and that song, by the way, is by Patsy Cline. She was a real good singer, and an amazing song. Life is like a mountain railroad. I like the other one about cash, too, about liars. They're going to get it. Now I'm hoping it's coming. Anyway, I'm going to get to... In 1940, 54 stat, 688. They talk about here, they're going to promulgate rules of court. And the AG has got 6 months, and then this says, quote, thereafter, all laws in conflict therewith shall be of no further force and effect. That's the criminal rules. There was a court in 1914. I got the 1940 thing. You wouldn't believe this stuff. The rule, you just can't make this stuff up. I don't know. It shocks the conscience. There are rules of court, criminal, trump, statutes. Of course, we're not doing statutes. We're doing public law. With public law of the United States of America, which is back to the Confederacy, because guess what? If we don't have citizens of the several states and we don't have the senators of the United States, there's nobody home in the Constitution of the United States. So they're making public laws for the United States of America instead of statutes for the United States. For citizens of the United States. And they made it up. And we keep signing up for it because we don't know any better. Say, I didn't know enough, but I knew enough to use it in my misdemeanor cases when I was fighting. I didn't own my car, which now I can prove, because all you got to do is go over to the dealer and excuse me. They'll give you the attorney in fact where you sign away all right, title, and interest to the car before you ever drive a brand new car off the lot. Some states may be different, but Alaska, you can go with it. They'll give it to you. Yeah. Why would I do that? Because you see, as a citizen of the United States, you have no right to anything. You can't own property. You can't own land. You got no Bill of Rights. You got no Constitution. You're screwed. You're getting a benefit. And Babcock case and many others, even all the way back to 1792, to Hayburn's case. It said, if you accept the benefit, shut the heck up. No matter what we do, you're stuck with it. Don't take the benefit. But we sign up for it because that's all they offer. How would we know? Not going to tell us. Just like in Alaska, got all these different citizenships. We got all this, their rules. The legislature can't even go against a rule of court. And in 1934, they did the same thing with the civil and the feds. Their rules of court trump statutes. So I thought the Supreme Court was supposed to overturn statutes of the United States. Oh, that's right. Let's see. We're not making statutes of the United States. We're making public laws of the United States of America. So we're in the land of Oz. And this is why nobody's got the oath of office. They don't have the civil commissions, just like in the civil rules up here. If I go look, well, let's see, we don't do quo warranto, scare facis, we don't do mandamuses. We issue administrative subpoenas. Yep, they're telling you what you're doing. We don't do law. It's an illusion. It's a con. So how do we find out what the status, this Constitution of the United States is? By the way, it doesn't even have any bearing in the 14th Amendment in the District of Columbia, because, see, there's a different citizen of the United States there. His qualified elector in D.C. The 14th Amendment, this is the Wright versus Davidson, 181 U.S. 371, 1940. The 14th Amendment, inapplicable to the District of Columbia. On the other hand, the rights and liberties protected by the Bill of Rights, Amendments 1 through 8, against the encroachment by the national government have been held applicable to the district, although not to the states. Really? Isn't that amazing? That couldn't be. Could it? D.C. Statute 1-1001.02, the term qualified elector means a person who is a citizen of the United States. Qualified electors in D.C. Well, we don't have them out here. All these states got a citizen of the United States to vote or to be on jury was a couple of United citizens of the United States of America, which is how everybody is naturalized. And I have four documents, actually more than four, but four really great documents that I got off of the Department of Justice. When you're naturalized, you come in as a citizen of the United States of America, which is a traveling citizenship that allows you to go to one of the several states and become a citizen of that state. And all of your protections is in that state, if it's one of the several states. But you see, all these states have now got you signed up to be a citizen of the United States under the National Voter Registration Act, which says that state is a state of the United States. It says so in the statutes. Says so. I'll make it up. I was curious when they went after let's see, what case was that? That was a sanctuary case out in California. They went after the state of California. I got to go in here when I get through today and see what happened with that case. Jeff Sessions, DOJ, went after California on the sanctuary state stuff. And what they put in? The state of California is a state of the United States. I thought California was one of the several states. That was in their complaint. Can't find the case right now. I'll look here on the next break and give the case number. I got to go in and pace her and find this again. I don't know what to say. Oh, here it is right here. It's 2-18-Charlie Victor CV480. It's in the Eastern District of California. Why do they use that? It says, defendant, state of California, is a state of the United States. What does that mean? It means it's like a municipal corporation under a city, under a state, one of the several states. State of, you're subservient to, underneath. No, these several states are sovereign countries, joined to be the several states, with a limited delegation of power to the United States. And that is in the 10th Amendment, which is, again, why we can't have United States of America is a sovereign body politic. And it is in every United States District Court since 1913. It took them from 1913 to 1916 to finally drop United States. The United States was a sovereign body, was the, not the sovereign, but was the real party of interest till 1913. From 1789 to 1913, it was just plain old United States. All of a sudden, it changed to the United States of America. See, that's what I like to look. I go back and research, why would it change? Did we have a new constitution? What happened? If you don't have standing in the Constitution of the United States, they reverted back to and they started making changes in the courts. They started making changes to public laws instead of statutes of the United States, and on and on and on it goes. What a ripoff. And how are we supposed to figure this out? If you don't, like I say, if you don't have access to Westlaw and stuff, you don't have a chance. I'm sorry. This is out of the Congressional Record of 1938, page 432. Unfortunately, I don't have an email to email to anybody right now. But this is a Minority Report, 1956, 49th Congress, second session. In the Senate of the United States, February the 25th, 1887. And that was a research document on citizens of the United States and some other stuff that they had. So the question becomes, and it goes into the powers of the United States are delegated and all that, but the thing that I want to take time on, the limited time that we have here, rights of citizens of the United States enumerated. This is the only place. This comes from the Cruikshank case, the Slaughterhouse cases, which says we got two citizenships out there, folks. Citizens of the several states, and we got citizens of the United States. Well, if I chose to be a citizen of the United States, what would I get? What would I get? You know? This is 1938, page 437, Congressional Record, in the Senate report, by the way. The right to come to the seat of government to assert any claim he may have upon that government to transact any business he may have with it. That's what the United States does. To seek its protection and to share its offices and to engage in administering its functions. To the seat of government, that's D.C. Okay, two. The right of free access to seaports through all operations of foreign commerce are conducted to the sub-treasuries, land offices, the Bureau of Land Management went away, or the Land Office of the United States went to the Bureau of Land Management in 1946, and the courts of justice in the several states. There's supposed to be courts of justice in the several states. They don't exist right now. The right to demand the care and protection of the federal government over his life, liberty, and property when on the high seas or within the jurisdiction of a foreign government. You know where you see that? You know how these guys that say, oh, you're not a citizen of the United States, you're trying to expatriate. Oh, really? Why? Got to come back for that one. Sir, I'm sure that you're aware of the codification of Congress in 8 U.S.C. 1101. Let me pull it up here. 8 U.S.C. 1101. And we'll go down here to 22. Now, I presume that you abide by what Congress has codified. It says it in plain simple. It says here, 22, the term, and in quotation mark, national of the United States, in quotation mark, means a citizen of the United States, comma, or, not and, or, a person who, though not a citizen of the United States, owes permanent allegiance to the United States. That's me. I'm not a citizen of the United States. I'm a person, though not a citizen of the United States, owes permanent allegiance to the United States. Absolutely. That's how you cool their jets. Oh, and by the way, you want to take my passport. Really? Well, you know, if you open up the passport on the right-hand side, it says citizen / national of the United States. Well, I'm a national of the United States, B. I'm not a citizen. The passport has to be constitutional. So they put it in there. It's just a little simple statement. In the fine print there. For the government to give me safe passage. But I'm a national of the United States, B. I'm not a citizen of the United States. I'm a national of the United States that owes permanent allegiance to the United States. That's me. Being a citizen of one of the several states. It's right there in the passport. That's the way you clip these guys that bring this nonsense up. Boy, you can shut them down if you have knowledge. It's amazing what you can do with these jerks that are so clueless. So now we go on down here. It said, the right to peacefully assemble and petition, and in parentheses, it's Congress, for a redress of grievances and to the writ of habeas corpus. That's habeas corpus, ad subjunctum is the real one that you would normally. The right to use navigable waters of the United States, however they may penetrate the territory of the several states. All rights secured to citizens by treaties with foreign nations. See, this is all outside. This is with the other government. The right to become a citizen of a state by residing in it. I thought I could be a citizen of Alaska. They got residing. It should be domicile, but that's fine. It'll still work. Then proceeds the court. They're quoting, by the way. This is out of the... There are rights which pertain to a citizen in his character. In his character of a citizen of the United States. And are therefore subject to federal jurisdiction and power which grow out of prohibitions in the Constitution of the United States on state action. They're talking about the 13th, 14th, and those amendments. Of such is the right to be absolved from all consequences from bills of attainder, ex post facto laws, laws impairing the obligation of contracts enacted by the states, and the rights secured against prohibited state actions as expressed in the three new amendments to the Constitution. End quote. So why are the states doing legislating as citizens of the United States? They have no authority to do it. Oh, that's right, because they're acting as municipalities, because under the National Voter Registration Act, it says so. State of the United States. That was enacted, I forget, 1974. I'd have to go look and see if I got time here before I might read it. It continues. This is on page 438. This is so critical. Esau had a wake-up call. If you want to, you can operate. But that's why every time you sign all these documents, you have to keep signing up, because you always revert back to your natural birthright. Not like Esau. He gave it away and he was done in the Bible. Once his father blessed him, he was done. Property, everything, name, all went away. He lost it. We keep signing up for it. That's why you always see, under the penalties of perjury, I'm a citizen of the United States. You know what kind of courts you get access to? It's called star chambers. That's why you will find these courts. Nobody has a proper oath of office. Nobody has a proper civil commission. We've abolished the quo warranto. We've abolished the mandamus. All the stuff's all abolished. Because they can't do it. They're not in the... It's the difference between if you want inalienable rights from the Creator, or do you want to go under man's law and be under Satan? That's it. Back in a minute. I've got to read this next thing.
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Okay, well, we're back here. Barrett, North Carolina, you have a question, comment? By the way, where are you in North Carolina?
I'm over in the mountains, just south of Asheville. I was going to talk about that state of California. It's a political subdivision of the United States, like you said. California state is the sovereign land and the people, part of the union, one of the several states.
It ain't California. It's California, comma, one of the several states is the correct way to say it. Go ahead. Yep.
Yeah,
but it is not California state. It's California, comma, one of the several states. And that's called the law of the land, because it is a sovereign country called California, just like a sovereign country is called France. It ain't France state or France country, or it's France, comma. And that's, it's anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, I was wanting to say that the Secretary of State can issue a certificate of citizenship or non-citizenship, you know, non-citizen national. The Secretary of State has that authority.
Well, the thing you ought to be careful of, people want to say that you're a national of a state, you start doing all that, going down all those roads, and you got to be real careful, because if you were listening earlier, a national of the United States is a correct terminology, B. I owe permanent allegiance, and this is why I figured out, I'm not sure, I didn't understand it all when I did it, but somehow it all came out right. You put in, and I got to update it, I just haven't got to it yet, with all the knowledge, is you put in your status into the public record. You have to put in your political status, you have to put in your citizenship, and you have to put in your allegiance. And I mirrored this off of their document for naturalization. These guys write good stuff. So I did it. You put it into the public record. Then it becomes, you get certified copies under the public record. It becomes self-authenticating under Evidence Rule 901, number 7. This is what they use against us. Because all we're operating today is under civil law of the public records, which is good in law of nations or civil law.
Yep.
Law of nations, a public record, I could be in France and still own land in North Carolina. And I would get the same rights as though I were in North Carolina under civil rights. They use public records. This is the con. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, I just did a FOIA request to get the original application for my Social Security number, and I'll guarantee it's not my signature on it because I never applied for Social Security number.
Yeah. Well, the Social Security number is not the end of the world. You can't operate without one in today's world. There are certain things that are what's called under the law of necessity we do. But they can't get us to do certain things. It's like the income tax. Probably not going to get into all that today, maybe, but there's the federal income tax, there's regular income tax, and there's income. They're all different. And I can prove it with their stuff. And they don't want to answer the questions.
Right. I also remember, I believe there was a tax case in, I believe it was Kentucky, where it was the IRS versus the United States, and they determined that the Federal Reserve note was not taxable.
Yeah, I don't know. But the thing is, you got to remember, the United States never, ever shows up in United States district courts. Do you know why? They changed the courts in 1948. The last constitutional court was the District Court of the United States. Was not repealed. They just put it in a closet, created a new, and they called it United States District Court. We got to buy all the way from 1789 to 1948, and we got to create a new court? Wonder why that would be. And, oh, by the way, this court in there, under one, it's codified in 28 U.S.C. 132. It's even on the internet if you go look at the revisor's notes. It says it comes from the territory of Hawaii. And it says judicial power of the district court. Wait a minute. Whoa. I read the Constitution of the United States, Article 3. That talks about judicial power of the United States. That's why in these things it's always arising under, because the power for the judicial power of the United States arises, comes from the document called Constitution of the United States. If you are operating as in Title 28, U.S.C. 132, judicial power of a district court, do you know what that is? You are an inquisitor. And it says, follow on down, it says, oh, maybe operated by a single judge. You know what that is? That's merry old England, Star Chamber.
Yep.
Hold on a minute if you got any more comments. We got to go to break. I hear
the music. Keep up the good work, Ralph. Have a good evening.
Okay.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers. The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
The citizen of the United States. I'm going to read this next several paragraphs. This goes to the core of the comprehension. It's hard for people to grasp this concept because we've been so ingrained with lies of what we think we know that's not so. This is on page 438, January 13th, Congressional Record 1938. And they're talking about the lynching. They're trying to get lynching of Negroes up under the federal jurisdiction, which they couldn't do. This case was followed by others in which the principles announced by the slaughterhouse cases were followed to their logical conclusion in the strict accord with the terms of these amendments. So far as the present argument is concerned, it is only necessary to say that the power conferred by the federal government by these amendments, they're talking 13th, 14th, and 15th, was held, it's over, to be the only power to enforce prohibitions on state actions contained them. They're not affirmative original actions, which they'll get to. They're prohibitions. Thou shalt not do this. These amendments, so far as they relate to the questions now involved, consist wholly of negations. Prohibitions always on state action and sometimes on federal action. They cannot force you to be a citizen of the United States or to exercise your right of suffrage and elective franchise. The language of the 14th Amendment is, quoting, no state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privilege and immunities of citizens of the United States, nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, and property without due process of law, nor deny any person within this jurisdiction equal protection of the laws. End quote. 15th Amendment ordains as follows. The right of citizens of the United States to vote shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or by any state on account of race, color, or previous condition of servitude. End quote. Let's just stop right there. The vote is the action. The elective franchise and suffrage is still within the several states. I've got all kinds of cases on the Supreme Court saying nothing's changed. All that says when you show up to vote, they can't be saying, hey, is you black, white, purple, or green? Whatever. That's it. Means everybody gets to vote. That's all it says. Continuing. It is now firmly settled. That means it's a done deal. That these provisions are directed solely against state laws and state action. Though persons or agents, through persons or agents clothed with state authority. So this whole thing is directed to the state action or the persons or agents clothed with state authority. It is also settled. The power conferred on Congress, not on the states. It says on Congress to enforce these provisions is a power only to enforce the prohibition of state actions. It's not supposed to be able to force you to do something, to accept a benefit. That the rights continuing conferred on persons under them are not positive original rights. They're not positive original rights because that comes from being domiciled in one of the sovereign countries called the several states. Continuing, but the right only to exemption from and protection against the prohibited state action. The power of Congress to interfere in any case is purely a power of correction, a power to give redress against a prohibited state action, that the actual exercise of efficient power by Congress, not by the states, under these amendments presupposes state action of the kind prohibited. And, important, until there be such prohibited state action, the power of Congress is wholly dormant. And without any such action really being taken somewhere or at some time, the power of Congress would sleep forever. Does that sound like what's going on today? Until the state or state actors violate our constitutional rights as a citizen of one of the several states, we're not supposed to be legislating about citizens of the United States. Really. And continuing, in no case under these amendments, so far as the present controversy is concerned, can the power of Congress be made to reach punishment, either for punishment or correction, or to redress in any way, civil or criminal, the acts of private individuals. Whoa. On this last point, the controversy was long between a sectional majority in Congress and the Constitution, but in the end, the Constitution triumphed completely. It would be interesting to trace the progress of the decisions of the court from the first to the last case, evolving as the facts in each case warranted and the true meaning of these amendments. To do this would detain us too long, but it is well here to quote some of the expressions of the judgment in these cases, showing truths of the fundamental character. United States versus Cruikshank. This is Judge Waite, W-A-I-T-E, delivering the opinion of the Supreme Court of United States versus Cruikshank, 92 U.S., page 555. This provision, he's talking about the 14th, does not, any more than one which precedes it, which would be the 13th, and which we have just considered, namely the provisioning prohibiting a state from depriving any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, add anything to the rights which one citizen has under the Constitution against another. The equality of the rights of citizens is a principle of republicanism. Every republican government is in duty bound to protect its citizens in the enjoyment of this principle, if within its power. This duty was originally assumed by the states, and it still remains there. Let me read that again. This duty was originally assumed by the states, and it still remains there. The only obligation resting upon the United States is to see that the states do not deny the right. The amendment, in parenthesis, the 14th, guarantees this, but no more. The power of the national government is limited to the enforcement of the guarantee. Seems real clear to me. There's about 15 Supreme Court cases cited in this. Slaughterhouse, Cruikshank, and other supporting this. Except nobody seems to understand it. Why are all of these states doing the nonsense? Well, because we had an overthrow of our republic, because we, and after the 17th Amendment, there's nobody home. So Congress has run away. They've been working at it. March 3rd, 1933. Herbert Hoover, on his last day in office, repealed 1,006 statutes. March 4th, 1933, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, the National Recovery Act. And out of the legislative history of 1935 Federal Register Act, where it said the federal agency means President of the United States. President of the United States became a federal agency. It also said executive orders and administrative nonsense are law. Really, this is the New Deal. And if you watch the Death of a Nation by Nadish D'Souza, it talks about fascism. FDR was the best bosom buddies with Mussolini. He liked the new type of socialism that he got, and he tied it in with nationalism of loving your country, supposedly. So now we got socialism and you love your country, and oh, we got fascism, which is another nice word for a dictatorship. Franklin Delano Roosevelt and Mussolini were the best of buds. Franklin Delano Roosevelt was a piece of garbage, of the lowest. World War II. How did we get all of the eastern countries of Europe given away to communism? Franklin Delano Roosevelt. We gave all the countries back, France and all them, back their sovereign states, countries. Nope, not FDR. They gave it away to communism. Took them a long time to get free of that. This stuff is so unbelievable. The citizen, your status is the key of which all this stuff is built on. That is the root. And there is a way out. We're not going to turn over the whole world. It's not going to happen. We're not the Creator's Son coming back to. But we have a duty to fight for the truth and to get in. We have to understand how to fight against the principalities of evil. And you have to understand, you and I have to understand who we are. If you want to be a citizen of the United States and you love Schumer and Pelosi and the principalities of evil, you ought to be a dang Democrat, because get it on. You're under Satan's party. And all these stupid rhinos we got, cowardly rhinos. They won't stand and fight. I still believe that Trump, there was some powers from above that got Trump elected, because he should have never made it, because everybody has been against him. The whole system was rigged from top to bottom. From Obama to Hillary to Department of Justice and all that. It's all rigged. But I got one case that we put in some information in Minnesota on a reduced judgment they were getting ready to sell the property, and they didn't. They're holding it, got them to back up, and it's still in the magistrates making a suggestion, or whatever you want to call it, a recommendation for Supreme Court justice, or for the United States District Court judge, quote, judge, ha-ha. It stopped it. I've never seen it. I've never been able to do that. I've never been able to do that before. I've tried it a couple of times, never had any luck. Richard Rappert's case in Minnesota. In the Court of Appeals, they didn't file an appellee brief. Never seen that before. They always file. It's always garbage, just like this judge down here dismissing on the FAA, Dave Goddins. But it's garbage. They just go off and, well, you did this, a lot of history nonsense. Wait a minute, where's the ruling of law? Where's the facts and the law? Oh, it's you didn't do some procedure or something, so therefore you lose. That's what they do. This is what these guys do. In Richard Rappert's case, I mean, you got to be smoking some good stuff. Really, I mean, I don't know what to say anymore. The definition of means is the exclusive use of these words, the term or words. It's exclusive. So how do they deal with it? Tax code definitions, there's 859 or something like that, term definitions in Title 26. And Title 26 basically got anything to do with you or me anyway. That's under the Public Salary Act, and they're using the Buck Act of 1940, put into positive law in 1947. So what do they say about the terms? First of all, you never want to have any tax case under a jury, trial by jury, because you know you could challenge all of the status of all the jury members ahead of time. Do you know that? Oh, yeah. Nobody does it. Why would I want to do that? Because everybody knows you're a citizen of the United States, right? What is it? I don't know. Why would I want to know? In this decision that came out of the Court of Appeals, this thing is as bad as Obama saying he's in charge of the economy. That's why all the economy's all coming back, because this is what Obama did. Really? Term definitions held by more than one Supreme Court. I got a module on means. Quoting from this thing, Rappert argues that he was denied the right to require the state's witnesses to testify regarding the definition of certain terms in the Minnesota tax code. The admissibility of such testimony is an evidentiary ruling that lies within the discretion of the district court. Wait a minute. Let's see here. When you have a murder case, they bring in all kinds of experts so that you understand what you're looking at. But in the tax court, stuff they don't. Now, in the federal tax court, they even bring in somebody that helps, that explains the tax stuff to the stupid jury. Why would I want a bench trial? Because you can supposed to be able to attack, talk about the definitions of the terms. I initially was against it, but Rappert said no, and he was right. Except that Senek wouldn't allow the definition of the terms, because that would expose the con. Now, they're talking about here. It's under the discretion of the court. How can the terms be under discretion if the legislature says dog means cat? By damn, dog means a cat. That's it. Why do we have the legislature? Why do we use the word means? Listen to their nonsense. The post-conviction court concluded that the district court did not abuse its discretion by disallowing the testimony because it was irrelevant. Instead, the state's witnesses did not testify about the nuances of the tax code. They're called nuances? Nuance does not the exclusive new meaning for terms. These con courts could not operate without their term definitions. They define everything. The United States is always geographical. It's not one of the union of the several states. Almost never. Why? Because it's the outside boundaries of the United States. Why do they define state as District of Columbia and the territories? Wait a minute. I thought the several states, they use the word state. How come, I thought the several states was supposed to be 50 of the several states under the Union of States. Well, it's totally different. It's all in the terms. It's what we think we know is not so. Nuances of the tax code. Unbelievable. Then they go on to say about the 1099s. There is Supreme, the cases have ruled 1099s are irrelevant. They're not sworn testimony. They're not anything. Somebody says, hey, you owe money. Really? Income. Back in a minute.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Well, we're back here. You just can't make this stuff up. Again, like I say, it's nuances, terms. We got all these term definitions. And then they get to the 1099s. The courts have ruled the 1099s are evidence of nothing. They don't do anything about income. Where is income defined? One place. Income tax is defined one place, not in Title 26. It's the Buck Act of 1940. And they use all 1939 code stuff. Why is that? It's a con. Internal Revenue Code isn't even Title 26. Title 26 just mirrors the Internal Revenue Code, but we won't talk about that. The term income tax means any tax levied upon with respect to or measured by net income, and gross receipts. And they use person, that's out of title, section 3797 of the 1939 code. Wonder why they don't use current stuff. Oversight? No. What's the con? The term state. Oh, these terms, it's a nuance. Includes any territory or possession of the United States. Well, guess what? I don't see anything about several states. You see, the jurisdiction of the several states, you can use includes, but it has to be like kinds. Birds includes eagles and doves. Do you think it includes tigers or elephants? Of course not. Territory and possession of the United States is where Congress has absolute plenary power. They do not have absolute plenary power in any of the several states. But how do they pull that off? Boy, you just go to the next definition. Federal area. Means any lands or premises held or acquired by or for the use by the United States or any department, establishment, or agency of the United States. Semicolon. And, there we go. And any federal area or any part thereof which is located within the exterior boundaries of any state. Now, that state's territory or possession shall be deemed to be a federal area located within such state. So, technically, it would be the exterior boundaries of Texas. But Texas can't be there because it says includes territories and possessions. That's it. It excludes Texas as one of the several states, or Alaska, or anybody else. Because their definition of state, oh, wait a minute, we don't want to use the term. Well, why does it say means and includes? See, state includes. They use the word includes to try to fool us. The several states are limited to forts, arsenals, needful buildings, and all that nonsense under the Constitution. The District of Columbia is under the absolute plenary power of Congress, and it's incorporated and all that nonsense. Territories and possessions are under the plenary power, which they have municipal entities called territories and all that. They're all separate jurisdictions. Article 4 for territories and possessions. Are we under Article 4? Are we a territory or possession? I don't think so. Oh, that's right. We're in a federal area. Exterior boundaries of any state. Then you go back to the definition of state. That's territory or possession. So why the hell are you talking to me about income tax? The 16th Amendment didn't do anything. Supreme Court said so. So they have receded back to the, quote, states. Because they have got the states, which they coerced. I track that back in, and I've got a copy of the state plan in 1935. We've got this depression, and it's so bad, and all these poor people, they don't have a job, and no unemployment insurance. So we'll force them all into a state plan to accept the benefit. Unbelievable. Anyway, I hope you got something out of the show, and watch out for the federales are everywhere, and let's get a grand jury and start indicting these and get this deep state gone.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder, and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the